This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And officially, we're talking 24 hours and a couple more hours added to a day and a few more hours to the presidential and National House of Assembly elections. And, loads of people have different opinions as to how this election would turn out. Some people say it's keenly contested and it's going to be a difficult one to decide who emerges victorious. Well, today, joining me on the show to help talk about this, and perhaps even more important for him, my guest, would be the emergence of the PDP as winner of the election, is the spokesperson for the Atiku Campaign Council at the national level, Kola Olubodiyan, who will be joining me via telephone to have a conversation about the chances of the PDP emerging victorious in the elections and the elections in general. Remember, four major candidates among the many has been pulled out. Some would add five if you are putting Omoy Eleshowery in that mix as well, but for many other people they would say four, and that would be the candidates of the APC, the PDP, Labour Party and the NNPP. Is this going to work out? Is it going to fall in favor of the PDP? Now, for many people, the PDP would not stand a chance. They feel because of, the current in-house situation and the G5 governors. Some of the people believe that the victory of anyone in this election depends largely on the South for the first time. Hence, why they think the PDP might not emerge victorious, especially with Rivers State being divided and a couple of other states with the G5 involved. How do you think this would go? Well, on Facebook, we are live, so you can join the conversation there and talk to us at Nigeria Info PH. Again, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook, you get to watch, listen, and importantly, share as well. We have a question we're asking. Without the support of the Rivers PDP, does the party have any chance at the polls on Saturday? Would like to get your thoughts. Without the support of the Rivers PDP, does the party have any chance at the polls on Saturday? Well, you know that it's divided here in the state. We have some members of the party who are in support of the presidential candidate. We have another section of the party who doesn't. In fact, the leadership of the party in the state has said it is not going to support. It is going to support who their leader says they should support. Well, speculations are that could be the presidential candidate of the APC. Some other people say, well, it could be that of the Labour Party. It still remains very much unclear. Perhaps on election day, we will find out. But for you who's listening now, quickly get on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Search, like, drop your comment, and share. Without the support of the Rivers PDP, does the PDP have any chance of winning at the polls on Saturday? I'll take a few of your comments first as we try to establish contact with my guest, and would also open the phone lines and also hear what she have to say.
Set your time on Nigeria Info.
Apologies for that mix-up there. A few messages on Facebook. I just got informed that my guest is already waiting for us on the line, so we just get on to him now first and then come back for your messages later. Send in your questions to us on WhatsApp as well, 0809-030-6416. Mr. Olubodiyan, thank you very much for taking our time to be with us.
Good morning, Nigerians.
We know it's a very busy day for you, especially with the elections just about a day and a few hours away. Quickly, one thing on the minds of a lot of people here in Rivers State and other parts of the country would be the chances of the PDP emerging victorious, especially with what the situation is right now with the G5 governors. I'd like to start from there. In Rivers State, your campaign didn't hold because the presidential candidate has said it's not very safe and he was concerned about the lives of supporters and other people. Hence, the campaign didn't hold. That wasn't the opinion of the leadership of the party in Rivers State. But is this a concern? Could this affect your party at the polls come Saturday? The situation in Rivers State and other members of the G5, Samuel Autumn being one of them as well, who outrightly has said he would be supporting the presidential candidate of the Labour Party.
Well, thank you very much. This appears to be a mixed meal. So I think they're one after the other. Primarily, the presidential candidates of the People's Democratic Party did not feature in record, essentially because of the belief of the Presidential Campaign Council that those the campaign rules in Porakot, there could be some level of violence and that lives could be lost. And the presidential candidate of the party, as well as the campaign council, has strongly the opinion that no life, no spill of blood would be worth the election of Atiku Abubakar as the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Now, going into the issues as regards the impact of this on the election of Atiku Abubakar, I believe that members of the People's Democratic Party, wherever they are in the country, will go out and work for the candidate of our party, and that is Atiku Abubakar. And I also believe that Nigerians who have watched the campaign, Nigerians who have listened to the messaging of the campaign, will agree with me and will agree with our party and will agree with our candidate that the only candidate out there who is addressing realistic issues, who is addressing the issues that are of importance to Nigerians, is Atiku Abubakar. I do not see a situation where Nigerians who go and elect a candidate who has refused for the whole period of the campaign to engage, whose messaging is all about Balablu. So I do not see any Nigerian who, I do not see how a PDP member would subscribe to the notion that, oh, that candidate should be the best.
Are you insinuating that,
at this critical time,
are you insinuating that the candidate you're referring to, the Blablablu comment, are you saying that's the candidate that the PDP in Rivers State is looking at voting for?
I do not think I can express myself. And I know that I do express myself very well. There's no argument about whether a particular candidate is the one being rooted for in Rivers State in what I have said so far. My position is very clear that I hold and believe, and that the candidate of the party, as well as the Presidential Campaign Council, also hold the belief that all PDP members go out and work for the candidate of their party. And I also insist that there is no way, looking at the campaign so far, looking at the messaging of the campaign so far, that there is no way anyone will go out and work or support or vote for a candidate that has no messaging, for a candidate that cannot engage, for a candidate that's not addressing issues, for a candidate whose only public, whose only position in this election is to come to the rally ground and say, oh, I have come to dance for you. I see the problem of Nigerians is dancing. Or a candidate who will come to the rally, to the campaign ground and begin to speak all intelligible messages. A Nigerian cannot go away with and say, this is what this candidate has said is going to do for us. I do not think any PDP member, I do not think Nigerians will subscribe to such a candidate. This is my position.
What about the presidential candidate of the Labour Party? Because in Rivers State as well, there are many people who believe that, well, that could be one candidate that your party in the state could consider, you know, supporting. And besides, when we look at the contest at the moment between the APC, the Labour Party, the NNPP, and your presidential candidate for the PDP, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, many believe that it's a stiff competition and that the Labour Party candidate poses serious threat. Is this a concern? Is this something that's been looked at? What's your view about it?
No matter how competitive the election looks like, the optics that we are getting, the figures that we are working with, show clearly that Atiku Abubakar will be elected on the fourth round, not on the runoff, on the fourth round of the election on Saturday.
Which figures? You say figures that you're looking. Which figures?
You want me to bring the situation room of our parties to the public arena?
That's not the situation.
I can't do that.
That's not the situation. Yeah. If you said there are figures you're running with, people would be concerned.
Go on your country and take your sampling, which is what the campaign has done. If you move around and take your sampling, I think the major sampling that has been done, even in the polls around, is one that has over 3 million respondents. And I think that can be said to be representational enough. And who learned in that one is Atiku. So I'm saying that when even you know it was, for instance, I'm in my community and I'm with you, and I sample opinions. And it is clear. And even if you go beyond here and you go elsewhere, look, forget what you are saying, forget what people are coming here to say, oh, this one. Look, it is clear, like the day, that Atiku Abubakar is set to win this election. And I don't think party members, particularly PDP members, are going to do otherwise.
So their own candidate. The massive followership that the Labour Party candidates seem to have online, and with the youth usually very much involved with the PVC collection ever since, according to INEC, ever since he declared to run for president under the Labour Party, there seemed to be a huge surge in registration for PVCs, and most of them, a large percentage, is for the youth. And on social media, there's a lot of rant about that candidate. You do not think that it should be a concern for your party? You're very sure.
When people talk about, youths are registering, youths are doing that. The youths are registered didn't come out to say that, we are registering because we have a particular candidate in mind. That's one. Secondly, the youth demography is largest ahead of the election, yes. Are you saying that, or are we going to claim that all the youths are thinking alike, or they think the same way, or they'll go in the same direction? Mind you, this is an election. People have their views, people have their opinions. Since registration to this moment, people can see what is happening in their country. They understand, they can get optics, they can feel. But it is clear. It's not about saying, So number of youths have registered. Even this demography, as you define it along the line of respective states. For instance, you talk about Labour Party. Mm. I am from Kaba, in Kaba Bono local government.
Yes.
In Kogi West Electoral District, in Kogi State. As you and I are speaking, within the confines of my own electoral district, Labour Party has no candidates for the House of Assembly. Labour Party has no candidates for the House of Rep. Labour Party has no candidates for Senate. So now, who is going to mobilize their votes? Who will go on the streets and go and say, oh, come and vote for Labour Party? So, to me, some of these assertions that I see, they are not practicable in the real politics. They are not realistic in the real politics. So, but I don't like engaging in the Labour Party conversation.
All right.
The strategy of my campaign in the campaign council, I don't go in that area. Because what's important at the end of it all is who can win this election. Mm. What's important at the end of it all is that who can drive Nigeria towards a path of prosperity. And I have a personal conviction of this about Atiku Abubakar. We will go beyond the issue of party. And look at the candidates who have come out to say they want to be president. And I have convinced myself that the only candidate who's got the experience, the only candidate whose messaging is addressing the issues that are of concern to us in Nigeria. Is it restructuring? Is it insecurity? Is it the issue of unity? Is it the issue of reviving our economy?
Mr. Olugbodinyo, listening to most of the candidates, if we add the NPP candidate even to the mix, you find, I think most of them have also spoken about some of these issues, if we're being fair, when we listen to them speak at different platforms. But then, some even believe that with the emergence of Kwan Kwaso as a presidential candidate could influence the voting pattern in the northern part of the country, especially those core northern areas. And that could also play a major role in how this election turns out for your candidate and your party as well.
The reason that we have doesn't show the concerns that you are raising. As far as we are concerned, whether in the northwest, whether in the northeast, whether in the north central, Atiku has the heading vote. That you and we believe, and I said this with every sense of responsibility, the result will show that Atiku has the leading vote. Even across the three jubilee zones in the northwest. And when you come to the south south, south south is a traditional home of the People's Democratic Party. We are not for closing incursions. We are not saying, oh, there won't be incursions. But I can assure you that Atiku Abubakar will lead in the South South. And when it comes to the Southwest, as we speak, we win some states. Other parties might also win some states. But even if we don't come first in Southwest, we will come second.
And for because the North?
In the Southeast.
Yes.
I do not see Tinubu fitting Atiku Abubakar in the Southeast. No party can win the Southeast. But I do not see Tinubu upstanding Atiku. I can't find it.
So you're saying the PDP would come second in the North, in the Southeast?
In the Southeast?
Yes.
We could come first. I mean, the Southeast will be direct. The Southeast is going to be a two-horse race. That's very clear. It's going to be between the Labour Party and the People's Democratic Party.
Hmm. Okay, Mr. Kola Logbodiyan, stay with us for the next 3 minutes. We have a very short commercial coming now, 3 minutes commercial, and then we'll come back and wrap things up so you can continue with the plans for Saturday elections. Thank you again, and just stay on the line for us. Well, you heard the spokesperson of the Atiku Campaign Council at the national level, Kola Logbodiyan. Join the conversation at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back. Let's talk on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We're streaming live, so you can join in on the conversation, watch, listen, and drop your comments. Also, do well to share the link. Thank you very much. And quickly, my guest is still with us via telephone. He is spokesperson for the Atiku Campaign Council at the national level. I'm talking about Kola Logbodiyan. We'll be joining him again for a few more minutes of conversation via telephone. But first, I'd like to listen to a statement from the Benue State Governor, Samuel Ortom, and what he had to say about his preferred candidates for the presidential election.
It's not even that I'm contesting the election. Yes, the forms was bought for me by the people of Benue State. I've gone round. They have accepted that they will vote me. But if I'm to sacrifice my senatorial ambition for Peter Obi to win, so shall you. And so please, I know that the Igbos, if the people are connected in this world, they are the Igbos. This is the opportunity you have.
Yes, sir.
This is it, to say that an Igbo man from the Southeast is president, because some of us believe in the unity of Nigeria. We believe in working together. And that is why I accommodate everybody. We believe in the unity of this country. And so let's us not miss this opportunity that God himself is providing. The youth have told me, my own people, they have told me, stakeholders here, traditional rulers, party people, across party lines, Obi matter is not about PDP or APC or SDP or any other party. It's about Nigeria. Peter Obi is a species that is not bounded by ethnicity. And that is why when I hear some prominent Igbo personalities castigating Peter Obi for contesting election, is it not you Igbos that have been saying that you have been marginalized since after the war? Opportunity have come today and you are still complaining. What do you want?
Mr. Logbodiyan, I'm pretty sure you heard that. Thank you for staying on the line.
I heard very clearly.
Okay, it brings me to my next question, because I think he's one member of the G5 who's been vocal about who he's supporting and has said, well, and now he's just made it very official. Should the PDP emerge victorious? Should the presidential candidate of your party win the election on Saturday? If that happens, have there been any conversations as to how to handle the G5 governors or those that might be seen as have been involved in anti-party activities? Or is the candidate looking at, well, everybody is welcome, we'll just continue working and forget about all of this?
First, let me say clearly that the concentration of the campaign as we speak today is to win election. And I'm sure you understand that there's a difference between the candidate and the party. We must also establish that. It's a world of a difference between the candidate and the party. As a result of that, I might not be able to go into what will happen within the party, because I'm not in the working committee, what will happen or what will not happen. But having laid that foundation, I also want to state an important thing, that part of the campaign of Atiku Abubakar is that let us all come together and form a government of national unity so that we can heal the wounds and also get our nation back on track. And Atiku went further to say that he will engage with people or groups that believe that they have been left out in the scheme of things. They will go into agreement through engagement. That's why each time I say that none of the other candidates are speaking realistically and with sense of practicability on the issues that are bothering Nigerians, except Atiku Abubakar. Let me just make this point. And when I look at the play all that you made concerning the remarks by the governor of Benin State, Governor Samuel Oto, has he now resigned from contesting? Has he withdrawn his interest in the race? Because we don't need to say that if he cost you this, so not that I need to cost you this.
Maybe he's referring to the fact that, well, the party might look at what he's doing as anti-party. In fact, even here in River State, let me just put this out. Even the governor of River State in various campaign grounds here in the state has said, would you vote for someone that will want to jail me or fight me if they win election?
Let me quickly answer that before going to the issue that I was raising. I want to assure whoever is concerned about his fate, that Atiku Abubakar is not coming to government to play a vengeance game. Nigerians have witnessed how the APC administration of 8 years has turned out. And no president that is elected on the platform of the PDP, and this, the only president that has been elected on the PDP is Atiku Abubakar. Atiku Abubakar has no history of vengeance. Atiku Abubakar has no history of whatever allegation is being made. But having said that, having made that clarification, it's also important for me to say that Governor Thomas said that, if it will cost me my election or my seat, he's ready to give it away. But he hasn't resigned. He hasn't written to anyone that he's withdrawing from the race. So we must go with the thinking and with the knowledge and with the thought. For you to be elected president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, you must be able to win clearly and forge your political zones out of six. The only candidate that you and I are speaking now that has the capacity. The only candidate are talking now that has built bridges across this nation that will enable him to win forge your political zones out of six. Is Atiku Abubakar. There's not anybody who is arguing this, it's just confusing himself. There's no argument about that. It is only Atiku Abubakar that can win forge the political zones.
All right, let's take a few messages before we let you go. I know you said you were only going to give me 20 minutes, and I'm taking more than that already. Bright Carly says, okay, Chika Umba says on Facebook Live, good morning. The analysis of the spokesperson is not realistic. He knows it himself. The Labour Party is way ahead. Labour Party will sweep the South, 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 East, North, Central. Labour Party will get more than 25% in the Southwest. Labour Party Party and APC will go head-to-head, even in the Northeast and Northwest. Labour Party will get a good chunk of votes over there. We know that another thing that the campaign council for your party has talked about was the fact that it has an advantage in the Northeast, especially where we know that there's not produced a president from that region of the country as well, which many feel would be some sentiments to get people to really support the candidates. Another person says the PDP presidential candidate does not have any chance of winning if Rivers State citizens don't vote massively for him, because Rivers State is the major state with contribution that is very critical in the South. Cyrus from Rumekini, you sent in that message. And I'll take one more before we move on. It says, let's not deceive ourselves that the presidential candidate of the PDP, Atiku Abubakar, will win in Rivers State. How will Atiku Abubakar win in Rivers State when the 23 PDP party chairmen, ward chairmen, state excos, women leaders, local government chairmen, and millions of PDP members in Rivers State are with the governor? The failure of Atiku Abubakar to reconcile with the governor is the beginning of his failure in Rivers State. Okay, let's get your response to it before we let you go on.
I have never, in all the trajectory that I've done on this campaign, I have never at any point foreclosed reconciliation. Even as well as I am speaking now, reconciliation is still possible. So I have never foreclosed it. But I'm also saying that my expectation is that members of the PDP will go out and work for their candidate. Those are limiting the arguments of the South that I say, that are in Putin. That maybe I'm saying that, if the PDP doesn't want it, and when they reverse state, they will have won. That's not the issue. What I am saying is that my own expectation, which I believe that it will also be the expectation of the party and even the campaign council, is that every PDP member will go out and work for the emergence of the candidate of their own party. Because no matter what, Atiku Abubakar is the candidate of the People's Democratic Party. But I must be emphatic in saying that Atiku Abubakar is the only candidate among those who have said to be on the leading front, is that candidate that can win for geopolitical zones and win it convincingly and emerge as the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. That one, anybody who is debating it, is not being realistic to himself. I don't want to mention names, but I know candidates that cannot win more than one state. I know candidates that cannot leave the win out of the win one geopolitical zone. So why are we running away from that fact? My own position, why I'm saying this clearly, I don't want a situation that, they were leaked out.
But many are already pointing out rumors spreading that we hear is the fact that the whole Naira redesign policy and what's happening. I mean, we've heard the APC presidential candidate say it was targeted at him, and some are saying that it's perhaps the president of the country somehow maybe favoring your candidate. If you could clarify some of these things for us, very interested. Does your party and the presidential candidate still feel that the Naira redesign is a policy targeted at the your candidate, or is it something that, like people are saying, in favor of your candidate, maybe because they think or believe that the president is working for your candidate somehow and not fully in support of his party's presidential candidate?
Well, I will be honest with you in this question. And my honesty points to the fact that the Naira design is a policy of the All Progressives Congress. The Naira design is a policy decision that was taken between the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria and the CBN government. Please, how did we come in as a party? How did our candidate come in? Is our candidate a member of the AP? Is our presidential candidate working in the villa? Every policy came out and is affecting every Nigerian, and I mean every Nigerian. Because the top direction of the policy is that it wants to reduce inflation and all that. And it's affecting you, and as you and I are speaking, it's affecting you. I don't know if you have a new Naira in your wallet. I don't have it. And I don't know if you talk to as many Nigerians as possible, we are facing similar situations. So how can an individual, you see, that is the arrogance that our campaign always speak about when it comes to Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu. He sees himself as above the country. And that is the major fear that Nigerians have. That if he's elected, if he's ever elected into office, God forbid, he will turn this nation into a fiefdom. Where he can come and meet you in your village and say he has taken possession of that village, including the mineral, underneath your land. And that is the fear of Nigerians. So how can you now say that the policy that will affect over 200 million people is targeted at you?
But that's the same fear some people would say they have for your candidate as well, that, oh, he could come in and sell off national assets, and there's lots of accusations towards that in the time he was vice president.
All the people, all the allegations, all what I've heard, all the insinuations, all the rumors that I've heard about Atiku Abubakar, that, oh, they did privatization. Nobody is speaking to the impact that that privatization has caused, has given to Nigerians. Particularly, nobody is talking about telecommunication. Was it not part of the privatization policy?
But is it possible? Is it true when they say that those privatization processes were done with cronies of his? Is that the major allegation for people?
No. So that's even speak to private. Let's speak to the issue of telecommunication and privatization. So the privatization that was done in telecommunication. So MTN is the crony of Atiku Abubakar. Globacom is the crony of Atiku Abubakar. I thought that's why people are not even going to come out and said that the boss shares in this hotel or which one? That the boss shares. So you see, is Bola Tinubu the crony of Atiku Abubakar? Because he used the state government for.
But secondly, Olusegun Obasanjo was the president at the time.
You asked me a question.
Yes.
Let me respond to you. So is Bola Ahmed Tinubu now saying that he's the crony of Atiku Abubakar? Because he said the state government, and perhaps he himself, since he has pledged the state of all its resources, is he now saying that he was the crony or he's the crony of Atiku Abubakar? All these things go to no issue as far as Nigerians are concerned. Because nobody has come out to say that, oh, the companies that were sold, Atiku Abubakar took the money. It's not in the government of coffers. And Atiku Abubakar did not think vulgarly. Brought that policy. It was the policy of Obasanjo Atiku administration. And there are ARPs that are working. So you can't run away from that.
Okay. But then, quickly, just to say this, you do not think the presidential candidate of your party and the council doesn't think that the redesign and the current new naira scarcity would affect the election on Saturday in any way? Because, I mean, people are having issues with getting cash or even doing transfers at the moment.
Atiku Abubakar is not the ANEC chairman. The ANEC chairman, Professor Mahmoud Yakubu, has come out to say that ANEC is ready for election. He has said it for the umpteenth time.
ANEC could be ready for election, but people would need to come to the polls to vote.
And I believe that Nigerians, as we are speaking today, they are prepared to go to the poll and vote out APC. So the referendum of the 2023 election, the referendum of February 25 election in Nigeria is to vote out APC and to elect Atiku Abubakar as president of the Federal Republic of
Nigeria. All right. Whether all Nigerians share that same opinion with you, we cannot tell. Only the polls will decide. Thank you. The polls will tell, Mr. Kola. Thank you very much. I know I've eaten much of your time. We'll just have a conversation some other time. You can go on with your day now. And thank you for making our time to be with me on the show today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, fantastic. Well, you heard some of the things that he has said. Whether you agree or you share the same opinion, well, that's a whole different conversation. If you go on Facebook, we're still asking you the chances of the PDP emerging victorious in this election, especially without the support of the PDP in Rivers State. Well, tell us what you think. We have plenty of messages to that regards. I'll be taking a few of them, but first, let me open the phone lines and hear from you. 0700923-0923. You think the PDP has a chance without the support of the party in Rivers State? What's your position? 0700923-0923. This person here on WhatsApp says, Andrew, Okay, and Mr. Kola is being dishonest. Labour Party has PCC for Kogi. They also have polling unit agents everywhere. There's enough hands for mobilization. Chukudi from Oyigbo, you sent in that one. This one here says, good morning. PDP is not winning, not because of the support of Rivers people, but because PDP and Atiku doesn't have what it takes to satisfy Nigerians in their need. Mr. Bright from Port Harcourt sent in that one. This person here says on Facebook, plenty of messages. This one says, it's Peter Obi. We are voting in River State as directed by our governor, Ikechukwu Aigonoche. Okay. Some people say it's APC he's directed. You say it's Labour he directed. All right. We'll get to the polls. We'll find out. Emeka from Stadium Road, you're on the line. Just go straight to your point.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Emeka. Go on.
To ask your guest a question. If Emeka is being assigned to sell a government property that worth 100 naira, and Emeka now sold that property for 15 naira, what will Nigeria start thinking about, Emeka? This is my question. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Emeka. Unfortunately, well, I think my guest responded. I know what you're referring to. Lucky from LMA, go on. We'll come back to Emeka's question.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lucky.
I think we'll have a better chance to win in River State.
Please turn down the volume of your radio.
My reason is because every River State indigen have a mind that PDP is a ruling party in this state. And if everyone is going to the pool on Saturday, nobody is here to educate and say, vote the governorship candidate for only, nobody has educated and say, don't vote PDP on Saturday, which is coming next tomorrow. So they will all be in mind, like our mothers in the village. They have a mind that on Saturday they are going to vote PDP. So probably Atiku have...
How did you know the minds of all our mothers in the village? My mother in the village did not say that.
Huh?
You cannot know the minds of all the mothers in the village now, because my own mother in the village did not say that.
That is if you have educated your mother in the village about this thing I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying to you. You said all most of our mothers in the village have in mind that they will go and vote for the PDP. I'm saying you can't say all mothers in the village.
Okay. That is your own speculation.
But all right, Lucky, thank you.
Together. Thank you.
Solomon from Intel's camp, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you remember the last election, Wari won without winning River State. So that's assertion that if Atiku wins, loses River State, he will not win the election. It's far from the truth. So that's one aspect. Where, though I've not voted for him, but I think the PDP, if we didn't go for what we, most of us, are looking for, PDP stands a better chance than APC winning in this state. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Solomon. We'll take one more call and then go to some of the messages. Susie from Erema, good morning. Hello, Susie, good morning to you. All right, sadly, we lost a call from Susie there. Just go to the messages now, plenty of them. Chuke Emeka Chinemerem on Facebook says, the people will always vote according to their choice, not necessarily somebody directing them. Martin Nale says, we in River State have unanimously agreed to vote for Atiku Okowa for president and vice president, respectively. Even the governor will vote for Atiku. All right. Donald Menika says, presidential election will be won without River State. It has happened many times. Emmanuel Braid says, weekend's political cronies can only influence the votes of those loyal to them and not the entire River State. For me, I can never vote for Tinubu because I don't want this sufferings in the country to continue. Politicians don't care about us, the common men. They're only after their personal interest. Vincent says, it's better River State PDP does not support you nationally, because from the past week, he supported Jonathan in 2015. We know what happened. He supported Atiku in 2019. We also know what happened, so we don't need their support. Uche Nanwala says, River's PDP is dead long time ago. Jonathan Savior says, okay, you're asking about the Nigeria Info app. If you download the Nigeria Info app, you do not need a headphone to use it. It just works with your data. That's it. It's on iStore and Google Play Store. as well. iOS stores and Google Play stores. So whether you use an iPhone or you use an Android phone, you can use it. Emmanuel Nnamdi Imodi says, without support of PDP in Rivers State, the party has a chance of winning at the polls because members believe in the flag bearer. And let me take one more call. Duro Jai from Ajipe State. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go on. Good morning.
Yeah, we don't have our PDP in River State does not have problem.
Mm-hmm.
We have a captain that is directing us.
Okay.
So we don't have problem. Our chief will never sink.
Okay. All right, Duro Jai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much. A few messages on WhatsApp as we attempt to wrap up. I think that will be our last call for the moment. If anyone says Obi is not going anywhere, then that person is an enemy of this country. Chigozie from Port Harcourt sent in that one. You heard my guests. The PDP or APC cannot win the presidential elections. Nigerians are voting for Peter Obi and the Labour Party because Nigerians are really tired. No one can influence our choice. One more message says, the support of Rivers PDP means nothing. They've been voting without any results. So now if they don't support him, it will not make any difference. That's from Ben. Okay. Well, you heard all of the comments from the guests, but the most what is most important is what you do with your PVC. It is you have the power to decide. Remember, think about your future. Think about the future of the children you are going to born. A lot of us are jackpying, if there's anything like that. It's because you think the country is not giving you what it needs. So when you're making that choice and who you're voting for, please consider someone that can transform your country and make it home. So you do not have to end up going abroad and not feeling like you are home. Of course, you're not home if you leave the country, though. But you understand the point. So yes, come Saturday, go out there, vote. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you for your time. Good morning.